What's up, Michigan? It is hour number two, a special road show, a historic weekend with the NFL draft in the Motor City. We're here with David Gregory, NFL PA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports. He got the ball rolling on this 313 draft bash, then partnered with Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network, the huge show, other great partners, including Atwater Brewery and their Big Pick beer that will be served up here. We mentioned Coppercraft Distillery. So much connected to our partners, Telemore Golf Resort, Dorn Mayhew, World Headquarters in Troy. Josh Garvey, who's here with his wife, heads up the office in Grand Rapids. And we do have David Gregory, who will join us in a moment. He had the Meloche marketing team here. Also, Mars Steenwick, for 1 hour and 33 minutes, did absolutely nothing but stand there and watch everybody else work. Pride and joy of Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern Soccer Ski Team. I said, buddy, you're on your way. And he said, you know what? I'm going to Michigan Tech. I'm going to major as a supervisor. And I go, why a supervisor? Because I don't have to work and other people do. Thank you, Mars Steenwick. You'll be graduating with honors soon. And it was a pleasure watching you between the pipes as the goalkeeper for Forest Hills Eastern Soccer. And to watch you for 92.3 minutes as I look at my iPhone, not do a darn thing in the setup. Thank you, Mars. We also threw out our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think the Lions will do tonight? And we got a lot going on. Thank you to the Caucus Club and David Gregory. And like I said, you got the ball rolling on this NFLPA certified agent. Year two in terms of drafts for you as an agent. Had Jake Witt get drafted by the Colts out of the UP in Northern Michigan. Your roster now has expanded. Not planning on first rounders, but you never know, day two into day three. But planning a party involving family and friends in a great venue here like the Caucus Club, that it will just get better. And this place is awesome. Things are running smooth, and it's going to be a great day and night here at the draft in Detroit.
Yeah, I think Huge is just trying to calm me down and talk me off the ledge.
Boy, you are. You're over there like you're coaching a team. I'm thinking, are they taking a timeout right now? Are they doing a huddle? Is Gregory huddling up? Is this the NBA draft day or is it NFL draft day? Yeah, there's a lot in putting on an event like this, but the Caucus Club, this is a beautiful place. I'd never been here, never heard about it until you put together this 313 draft bash and then partnered with Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network. I mentioned our partners. This is already a great day, and we're 4 hours away from the draft.
It's a fantastic venue. It's in a great location. It's a really nice setting. It's just what you want for something like this. It's fancy and old world, but also comfortable. It's got a dining area. It's got a nice bar in back. We've got TVs everywhere. We're going to have a great time.
It's almost like a Rat Pack bar.
Yes.
From the day.
Yeah.
Back in Vegas or Palm Springs, right?
Right. I'm looking for Dino and Sammy to come by any minute.
Hey, how you doing? I can't believe JJ didn't go in the top 10.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, where's JJ? And for you, part of being busy, it's not a double-edged sword. It's just part of your business now as an NFLPA certified agent with Bull Rush Sports Management. People can follow Bull Rush on Twitter. You've expanded your client base, which is a sign that you do things the right way, which means the off-season, there is no off-season leading up to the draft. You're traveling. You're going to pro days. You're talking to teams. You're going to the Senior Bowl. You're going to the combine. You're putting all this together, and now you got the culmination weekend.
Yeah, and I've got some families and some players that are, you know, prospects for the next couple of years' drafts that are going to be here. You know, again, you never know where you might find a client. I've actually got one client here tonight. Just saw Marcellus Anderson, offensive guard from University of Massachusetts, formerly Saginaw Valley. He was an all-independent by College Football News this year.
Is that the guy that just said hello to you?
Yes. Big Marcellus. Big Cell.
And where is he from originally?
He is from Culver, Indiana originally, but he played at Saginaw Valley for many years. And
for
then,
our listeners on 100.9 FM, the Mid and Midland Bay City, Saginaw.
Of course, Huge is everywhere.
And you got the fan, and then so he rolls in. So how many players now from one a year ago with Jake Witt to now a roster that has multiple players for David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports? How has your roster grown?
Well, I've got seven guys who trained and are getting ready for this year's draft and or to get priority free agent contracts or maybe rookie minicamp tryouts. So, but we have seven guys under contract for this
year's
draft.
That's awesome, man. And the training, and we're going to talk to, I think, the trainer later inside this hour. It's done in the UP in Marquette, correct?
Well, not exclusively, but 95% of the guys I've had go to, Advantage Sports Training in Marquette.
And the numbers are viral at times this offseason with some of the Bull Rush clients.
Well, yeah, and I'll let Dustin talk about that when he gets on here a little later. But, again, we've had the fastest lineman in the draft, offensive lineman in the draft, 2 years straight. And we've had the highest vertical jump in the draft this year, too.
And the vertical jump was pretty special. Another former Northern Michigan guy who went to Mercer, who had a vertical viral leap of 44 inches?
44 inches, and he got on McAfee and Get Up and Good Morning Football and everything in between, and the huge show, most importantly.
How high could he go in the draft?
Well, I think if he gets drafted, he's a day three guy, or he might be a high priority free agent. We hope he's listed in the Pro Football News Top 250 consensus board. That means he's potentially draftable.
So what is the separation between somebody who's obviously first-rounders are high-profile guys that people have followed, that have seen success? Then you have the day two guys and the day three. Mm-hmm. For you as a certified NFL PA agent, David, explain to the audience right now here in Detroit and across the state, what's the separation from a guy with a 44-inch vertical like your guy, but yeah, he's in the top 250, but he could be day three, and he's not day two.
Well, it's probably some of it's where you played. He played at Northern Michigan and Division II, and then Mercer FCS. Part of it, some of the measurables. Tavion, for example, is about 5'9". He's a little on the shorter side. He's probably, because of that, is maybe more of a slot nickel corner type, like the guy for the Colts whose name escapes me now.
Or Branch has been doing it, too.
Yeah.
With the Lions.
So he has some position, some limitations on where you can play him given the height, but he does have extreme athleticism and traits. That's why he's going to get a shot, whether it's either by draft or as a priority free agent, because the traits and the athleticism jumps off the charts.
So if Tavion was 6'1", he might be a first rounder.
Might be, or certainly round two and three. I mean, right. He's that level of an athlete. He lacks a little bit of the length that they look for in a pro game. But I think one thing you're going to see this year is some guys like Tavion who might, again, or guys who you might think are long shots, but because of the new kickoff rule, there's going to be a real emphasis on guys who can cover and deal with the new kickoff rules in the NFL.
So special teams will become more important, right?
Yeah, you'll see some guys make some rosters purely on special teams, and you do every year.
Well, that's both sides with the new XFL, UFL rule they're doing now, their kickoffs, that you had better be quick to the ball, or if you have the ball, you could make a couple people miss, and it could be kick returns for touchdowns, right?
Right, and Tavion's an explosive athlete, and he's an aggressive tackler, which isn't always the case with defensive backs coming out of college. So he's going to have high value, I think, as a backup to start and a special teams player.
David Gregory, certified NFL PA agent, Bull Rush Sports. They're based in West Michigan. They begin their focus on linemen, both sides of the football in the state of Michigan and beyond. He's joining us. He has put together the 313 Draft Pass with Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network, huge show, and marketing partners like Atwater Brewery, the Big Pick. Beer is here, Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Also, our friends from Dorn Mayhew, Josh Garvey and his wife, are already here. Prize Picks, Leelanau, and more. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really can't. We've got an all-pro team of sponsors. I can't thank any of them enough, especially the ones that also partner with you on the media side.
It's all came together great.
Yeah.
I know you're wound up. I was wound up earlier. Marty wanted to play Mr. Electrical Engineer, and believe it or not, it turned out well that our PA, Matt Boer, his brother, almost changed his last name with what Marty was doing. So it got tense in here. And I could see you talking to the Meloche marketing team and kids, and you're like, look, I didn't bring you down here. This isn't Disneyland. You're working, okay? You're working.
Yeah, yeah. I bought you Culver's on the way down, and let's get to work.
Hey, get to work. Yeah. There's no paycheck, okay? This is you're learning. What you're learning today, you'll take with you the rest of your life. All right, so your roster. Let's go through it.
Sure.
So people, if they do see a name pop up, day three, or when the free agents start signing Saturday night into Sunday, your current Bull Rush NFL potential draft pick signee roster.
Yes, in no particular order. We have Cole Spencer, offensive guard, Texas Tech, transferred from Western Kentucky. He ran a 4.87 40 in his pro day. That's the fastest of any offensive lineman this year. We have Tavion McCarthy, defensive back, Mercer. We've already discussed Tavion. Marcellus Anderson, offensive guard, University of Massachusetts. He was first-team All-Independent this year in his only year in FBS football. Also have Olare Oladipo, defensive line and edge player from Ferris State University. Was the running mate for Caleb Murphy last year, was with the Titans. We also have Michael Bertoia, who is an offensive lineman, probably interior offensive lineman at the next level. He's from University of Wisconsin. Whitewater, he's Division III All-American. Have John McMullen. He's probably a three technique, but he also plays the edge. He's a defensive lineman from University of West Florida. And he was the Gulf South Conference Player of the Year last year. Had double-digit tackles for loss. I'd say he's a Kalijah Kancey type, very similar to Kalijah, who was drafted last year by the Buccaneers. Last but not least is John O'Brien. He played tackle at the FCS, two-time national champion, South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And he'll probably move inside at the next level. And his two line mates are probably draft picks, too, this year. In fact, South Dakota stays loaded. They might have five or six guys drafted this year out of an FCS school. Tremendous talent pool there. And John's a Michigan kid. He's from Charlotte originally.
Wow. In the Lansing area, for those listening on the game, 7:30 a.m., our longtime affiliate in the Huge Show Live, weekdays 3 until 6 in the Lansing area. Your tension, your excitement, wondering what's going to happen with your guys now being an agent, knowing that, you know, they put or their trust in you, you put your trust in them. I can see where you're kind of on the edge of your seat going into this draft, because you know then it's going to be a race for priority free agents, getting your guys signed and find teams that fit. With that process that just isn't this weekend, how many NFL teams have you developed relationships with just in case your guys aren't drafted?
Well, I mean, last year I was lucky enough because of Jake to talk to scouts and personnel directors and even assistant GMs, and in one case a GM, with every team in the league. But wow. It takes a few years. There's a scout from the Titans I talked to this year, I talked to last year, and we've built a rapport. They're very interested in Cole Spencer, for example. He went to their local pro day. So it does take a while. It can't just be a one-off. You got to probably have 2, 3, 4 years of players they're interested in to develop real relationships. But that is the key. That you can be a reliable source of information. They know you're gonna advocate for your players, but they're gonna ask you hard questions, and you're gonna ask them hard questions.
And also, there's a ton of stories in the NFL that teams never talk to a player, didn't interview them, didn't talk to their agent, didn't want to show their hand at all. Right?
Yeah, that is the case. I mean. It is not yet. That's very typical, that they don't want people to know they're interested in somebody, or they act real interested in somebody they're not really, and they know they can't get. Again, it's what Mike Lombardi calls the lying season right now. Nobody's telling the truth.
No one's telling the truth. And then it becomes a race for spots and fits, where it could be, do you start getting on the phone Saturday afternoon and calling these teams? Is it when the draft is over you're allowed to connect? How does that work?
Well, how it works roughly is, starting on day 3, about round 4 or 5, and I've already had some of those preliminary calls, but the calls will really start coming in about, hey, if your guy doesn't get drafted, if he doesn't get drafted, we're interested in him as a priority free agent, and we're willing to do this signing bonus. We're willing to guarantee some salary even if he doesn't make the team. Or we think we're just a great opportunity because we have scarcity at his position. And those calls will come in. Some people will work out deals in advance, in principle. It's frowned upon, but it happens.
So everybody can trust everybody in the agent and NFL business. That's great, David.
Well,
are there unicorns and butterflies flying around too?
Well, maybe, but so what happens is you at least get an idea what the market is for your player, and then in the half hour to 2 hours right after the draft, the guys who were basically had draftable grades by at least a few teams, but they weren't drafted, are in high demand. They'll have multiple offers, and you get some preliminary offers, and you have about 5 or 10 minutes tops to say yes, or they'll move on to the next guy. So what we tell our guys, what's most important to you if you don't get drafted? Is it a certain location? Is it getting a signing bonus? Is it getting some guaranteed money? Is it best opportunity to play or scheme fit? Because you have to have a game plan going in, because if you haven't thought about it, you only got 5 or 10 minutes to decide. So you have to do some thinking up front.
David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, also behind Bull Rush Sports, West Michigan-based agency, with us here at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit at the 2024 NFL Draft. Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network. Matt Boer, on-site technician. Audio has been a big part of the Boer upbringing. They used to do PAs at Little League games together, and Marty would set it up, and Matt would help out. They would argue, but you know what? They're the best in the PA business. Thank you, Marty. Thank you to the Caucus Club. Love this place. And also our partners at Atwater Brewery. I'm looking at Prize Picks. Leelanau, you're from up that way, aren't you?
Yeah, Bob Jacobson's a good friend from Leelanau Cellars.
You got that. You know everybody. You do. Hey, you know, speaking of that, knowing that from increasing your roster, what's been, and again, as an agent, you kind of have to sell yourself. Why have more players connected with you and Bull Rush Sports?
Well, I think I got some credibility last year with what we did with Jake Witt in particular, which was Jake was completely unknown. We had a workout plan for him. We thought we knew what he could do at a pro day if we got him into a bigger pro day like CMU, coming from NMU, Division I pro day. He did what we thought he did. It was a breakout day. We were all ready to go with the media requests we thought would be there. He got a profile in The Athletic. He became one of the feel-good, Cinderella story out of nowhere stories of last year's draft. And we were able to take him from complete unknown from Division II to draft pick to somebody who's getting covered by Dane Brugler in The Athletic. And it just gave us credibility that we have some skills. We can put together a plan. You've got to do the work. But again, we got the workout plan. We got the media plan. We've got the networking plan. If you do everything right, it might just hit.
You know, you kind of look like, again, that's not a negative, you look like an older, who played
this
Jerry
is not
Maguire?
Good.
Who played Jerry Maguire? Was it Cruz? No. Was it Tom Cruise?
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise, yes.
So you look like an older Tom Cruise playing Jerry Maguire.
An older, heavier Tom Cruise. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, again, yourself analytics. We'll save that for a couch someplace with a therapist.
Yeah.
But you kind of show me the money, the agency side of things, right? But it's not show me the money. It's more show me the opportunity for the level player you have right now. And that's not knocking
right
your roster list.
Oh, I get it.
Give these guys a chance. Go earn a job like Jake did and see if you can get to that second contract.
Hey, anybody,
right? First contract.
Let's face it. Anybody can represent
top five pick.
Yeah, top five pick. Who's Cade? What's his nuts? Oh, excuse me. What's his name?
That's a peanut farmer. Bobby Jackson, the peanut farmer's kid. Billy Jackson is potential hype. They own.
If you got a top ten,
they own the nut farm south of Athens.
If you've got a top 10 pick, it's not that hard to represent them. In fact, it's easy pickings, quite frankly.
Thank you. I'm glad you went with easy pickings. Okay. By the way, this hour of the Huge Show brought to you by Jiffy Peanut Butter Made in South Georgia. We love our nuts, and that's Jiffy in South Georgia. Thank you for being a part of the 313 Draft Bash. I just think you're pushing all the right buttons. It's all good. It's a great feel here at the 313 Draft Bash on our side with our clients, with the Michigan Sports Network connections, with your family, clients, Marty's family. Just really a good feel here with the draft in Detroit. This is a big deal. I mean, it really is. For anybody listening, if you're coming down, I'm going to tell you right now, park, go outside town and Uber in, get a hotel, you know, get a, you know, like a ride in, family, friends, you know, it's a zoo down here. Like I said, we're still over 3.5 hours away from the start of the draft.
Very exciting. Yeah, a lot of street closures and a lot of streets blocked off even for pedestrians.
And you got the Meloche marketing team, and you got Mars, and you got Jack, your son, who's off to Northern Michigan University, former Hawk at Forest Hills Eastern, and threw the discus 140-plus feet the other day in that meet against Cedar. That was awesome. He's a fantastic athlete. He's they and I kind of smiled like when I looked and I thought about bringing my kids, and I watched you around those kids, and I'm like, I'm glad I just came with Boo Boo. Yeah. I almost brought them, like thinking, yeah, it's a draft, it's good, come down here.
Well, they're great. And
they're good kids.
They're good kids,
wrong.
And we couldn't have put it on without them. We need that labor.
Oh, now you get the comeback right there. You're doing the flip side.
So
now.
I love it. It's fun. It's stressful at times, but it's fun. And you know, maybe I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the special guest stars we have scheduled to come here tonight. Huge.
Oh, we forgot Lomas Brown. How are we forgetting Lomas is stopping by the 313 Draft Bash?
Lomas
tonight.
Brown Jr. are his handles on social media. Don't forget the Jr.
Lomas Brown and Jerry Ball may come with him. Jerry has other commitments, but here at the Caucus Club, our private party, again, it's you can't get in. A lot of people are pounding on windows looking at me. It looks like zombie, you know, eclipse or something, whatever it is, and I can't let them in. I'm sorry. And I'm going to eat a lot of the good food from the Caucus Club right in front of them. Sounds mean? I'm going to do it, but Lomas will be here, right?
Yeah, hey, voice of the Lions. Lions great. That's probably great. Should be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Man.
And we've got an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman. Perfect for a company called Bull Rush.
Yeah, Bull Rush. Look them up on Twitter. West Michigan-based sports agency. If you're an athlete, a parent, you're thinking about the next level, you need to think about Bull Rush Sports. And again, look them up on Twitter. All right, so your trainer's
and Instagram. And
the
gram.
You're too old for Instagram. Get off of Instagram.
I've got 35,000 followers.
You bought them. You must have bought them. You telling me you're like the Taylor Swift of sports agents right now? You bought them. How'd you get 35,000 that quick?
You know what? It was the Tavion McCarthy videos when he was training.
You got 35,000 that fast?
On a vert pad, he did 46.
Well,
I remember those,
yeah.
Like 8 million people watched it. And then he did the 40. I mean, it's crazy. People love to watch people jump.
I get a lot on Twitter and Facebook, but the Instagram, I'm like a loser. I'm like a loser on Instagram.
You're a winner.
Your daughter, Hannah Meloche, doesn't she have like over a million?
She has about 1.7 on Instagram, yes.
1.7 million.
And she will be here this evening, too.
She will. She is like a – and she's been long before the –
she's more famous than all of us or anybody we're talking about.
Right, influencer. She was way ahead of the game being an influencer, wasn't she?
Yeah, she started doing about 13, 14 years old. And
that's like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. But just about 10 years ago, and she started getting deals at about 14.
Were you cutting the deals?
Well, we were looking at contracts and making sure she wasn't getting exploited.
And she has done very well for herself.
But it started out mostly as just free product. But then it actually got to be real money. So she's done quite well.
She would connect with the girls, right? About clothing and hair and
I called it she
makeup, whatever. I mean,
she's a good videographer. She's a good editor. She's a good storyteller. And it was just life of a teenage girl.
Think about if me and you did like a male thing for makeup and how we could get to 1.7 million.
Negative 1.7 million.
Next we have from the Upper Peninsula in a secret training base. We have the man behind Bull Rush and all these big numbers.
Yes.
Who is that?
It's Dustin Branchow from Advantage Sports in Marquette.
In Marquette. Did he drive down?
I don't know. I think he flew down from Iron Mountain. There's an Iron Mountain to Detroit flight. Direct flight.
That's a crop duster, and it stops in Traverse City. I've landed at Iron Mountain for the Izzo Mooch Classic, and that thing, I think I talked to seven different gods when I was landing in the wind and the plane, like we're landing sideways, and then the runway goes like on a hill at Iron Mountain. No, that was one time in a plane. I said, I'll drive the 83 hours, whatever it is, from Grand Rapids to Iron Mountain. I think I'm closer to Denver if I go straight to Denver.
Probably.
All right, so we'll talk about the training aspect and how that becomes a big part of a sports management company like Bo Rush Sports.
And if you're a day three guy, you got to do something to stand out at your pro day or at the combine.
And especially with video now, what can go viral and somebody allegedly gets over 35,000 followers on Instagram.
Or they buy them.
At Bo Rush Sports. So stick around, David. It's an awesome stuff. David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports certified NFLPA agent, joining us as we're live statewide from the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. The draft is less than a third of a mile. The NFL draft stage party is tonight. It's a private bash, VIP invitation only. We'll talk more with David Gregory and also the man behind getting his athletes ready at Bull Rush as our roadshow continues from the Caucus Club.